KK4CEF, mobile.
KK4 and XZ.
How are you?
Where you been hanging out?
Me and I was at Myrtle for the Halloween thing. We just got back into town yesterday, but other than that, just going to work.
Was in Myrtle Beach for Halloween.
Town did a special trick or treat thing, so we took the boys down there with their costumes, and my youngest one dressed up, went around trick or treating. I mean, there's a bunch of campers. They'll decorate and do all kinds of stuff.
I'm just, when you say, good golly, when you say Myrtle Beach, I think of all the confusion and chaos and, it's like every time I've been down there, it's like kicking an anthill. I mean, everybody is all over everybody. And I just was cringing on what kind of Halloween thing. But that's pretty cool about the campground.
Yeah, we don't do much downtown Myrtle Beach. We try to stay away from all the ruckus. But, I mean, it wasn't overly too busy. And then once Sunday came and went, most everybody left. So then it was just the retirees and stuff down there. And, you know, just sit there and envy them for being down there for months at a time.
They've got some kind of income coming in. I couldn't do that.
Do it. I mean, even in the slow season, you'd be spending $1,000 a month on a camping site.
You took a week and went up to Ohio, and we went up to Millersville, whichever. And which we go up once a year. And man, those guys. The Amish, they've got a simpler life. Not work. Why? I think they work probably harder than we do physically, but things are simple up there, and I could definitely fall in with that.
I get what you mean. Shoot, we were on our way back from the beach. You pass all the. Yeah, once you get up into the. Not really the low country anymore, but, you know, between the low country and, I guess, the middle of the state, you see a lot more farms and stuff. And then we went through Newberry. You see a ton of farms down in Newberry. And you just sit there and think, what would it be like just to get up, do your farm every day, take care of your animals, and then go to bed at night? 20-something years at the same place, sometimes I just need, feel like I need a change. I don't know what to do yet.
There's just a certain amount of stress, you know. I don't know that there's anything, I wouldn't say easier, but less stressful. I'd open up a gun store back in around 2012, and it was just politically a bad time. It was a good time initially, but then after that, you know, that the whole market was saturated with gun stores on every corner, and people had bought all they were going to buy, and thought they weren't going to be able to get them, so they just loaded the credit cards up, I reckon. And so that was kind of bad timing a little bit for that shop, so we had to close it. But we did 2 years there. I mean, ultimately that's where I was going to end up, but I'm thankful that I didn't, because I'd have been looking for something else.
Understand that. Shoot, I spent... Oh, man, I can't remember how long ago it was. I spent a year, it was over a year, putting together my business plan. I was going to, in downtown Spartanburg, there was a branch of the Clemson thing where you could go and they would help you out. So the guy was helping me out, and I did a year for my business plan. And I was going to open up it's called a play and trade. And it was kind of like the GameStops you see, except they have more... of the older stuff. You can go in. I really liked the idea. I thought it was a really great idea. And I went through the whole process. And then when I got to the end and I had my people there where I was going to partner with, I got my money in the line, and they were like, "Oh yeah, we don't have the money for that. I can't do that." I'm like, "Dude, what did you think we were doing this whole time?"
Oh, that's messed up. Yeah, it's good to have that stuff out in the open, and be talking about, you know, the financial part of it. And that's the problem, you know. You know, I work for a company that provides health care insurance, and that's the biggest expense, dude, which our gun shop wasn't at the point to be able to cover everybody's health care, and that's one of the reasons. If it couldn't cover the needs of the employees, I didn't want to keep it open.
And that
did it. It was an excellent learning experience, which, you know, I'm a partner in the business that I work for now, and that has been in it since 99, and it has been one massive business school that I've gone to, and, you know, I've enjoyed every bit of it as far as the learning portion of it.
Imagine that. Did you know your partners ahead of time, or is it just something y'all came up with as a group?
I worked for UPS, and the division that we were working in was sold, and they came in, they wanted to cut or pay like $2.50 an hour, and we walked across the street to a running business, that a little small shop, owner-operator. He had four or five trucks, but he also had an open garage to support the mechanics when they weren't working on his stuff, and we took that business over, made it ours, started a business with a customer list, and it's just been a blessing ever since.
I'm right there.
All the management, well, I would say all the management that we have, well, as far as owners, and I've got a couple other managers that work for UPS, and we knew them. I've had several UPS co-workers come through and work for us for periods of time. But yeah, that's one opportunity I'm glad I took.
Shoot, I'm always on the lookout. I don't really put enough effort into it more than anything.
Too, I'm always looking for alternative ways, you know, to make a little money to set aside for retirement.
Yeah, that way you got something to support you after you do retire. But mine, I'm probably too old.
Me.
Good, though.
Is all get out. It's doing good. Need one more mechanic right now. We actually need two.
Specs are just hoping for the best.
Industry, it's like any other service industry. I mean, people don't want to work. If we get a good one, that's a blessing from the Lord. We did do an interview yesterday for a trailer mechanic. I need a trailer mechanic in a bad way. And then I need another good truck tech, and that should set us up pretty decent. I mean, realistically, we're as big as a dealership, and we've outgrown this building, so I can't squeeze too many more guys in, but I think I could get two more in for sure.
Hopefully it'll turn up at some point.
Well, listen, good talking to you again. I haven't talked to you in a while. It's been lonely on the radios in the morning. But, of course, I was out all last week. But anyhow, I'm pulling up. Got to go. 7-3's to you. You have a great day. Have a safe day, man. And we will hopefully talk to you later in the week. KK4NXZ, clear on your final.
Good one, yeah. I'm not far from pulling up the parking lot myself, so 73D, and hope you have a great day at work. Everything goes smoothly, and hopefully we'll talk at you another morning this week. KO4CEF, and I will be cleared.